Hello there, I'm Rich Coase. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the big, scary news. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, folks. It's Drew Badger. Welcome to the first Big Scary News of July. Just a couple more months, and hopefully, we will have haunt season. This is for episode 182, and we're going to start off with some Halloween news from the 18th annual Louisville Halloween Parade in Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville's biggest free Halloween celebration, brought to you by LouisvilleHalloween.com, is celebrating 18 years of frighteningly fun Halloween entertainment. The Louisville Halloween Parade has been named one of the top 10 Halloween parades in the country by the Travel Channel. Join us on October 31st for a day of family-friendly Halloween activities, including a street festival featuring craft booths, great food, and live entertainment. At 6 p.m., our crown jewel of the event, the 18th annual parade, takes off down the street. Get your costume and don't miss the fun. If you're looking for the Halloween season celebration in Louisville, this is it. The Louisville Halloween Parade and Festival combines what you love about festivals in the Ville with one of the nation's best Halloween parades. We say this every year, but this year may very well be the best it's ever been. The festival will begin at 12 p.m. with live entertainment throughout the day, crafts, other fun activities for you to enjoy. Then at 6 p.m., the parade. It's a day you won't want to miss. Get more information at LouisvilleHalloweenFest.com. We have this news from the Red Vein Haunt in Ashland, Virginia. Before we start promoting a brand new scare season at Red Vein, we want to address the COVID-19 outbreak and what that means for the haunt. First of all, we hope everyone is staying healthy as Virginia resumes business one phase at a time. Red Vein is continuing with upgrades and plans to reopen this fall at Hanover Vegetable Farm, while also keeping staff and customers safe as a priority. Management has been actively discussing ways in which we're going to be changing our cues, scenes, characters, and scares to maintain the state and federal guidelines when it comes to COVID-19 precautions. We'll be announcing those specific details as we get closer to the fall. The journey to opening night begins now, and we can't wait to give you all the spooky escapism and entertainment you need. Keep up with their updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/redveinhaunt. We have this bit of news from the Art the Clown Appreciation Society in Salem, Massachusetts. And this comes to us via Art the Clown himself, David Howard Thornton. With huge regret, we are canceling our Salem meet in mid-August for obvious reasons. But this event will happen in 2021 when everything is back to normal. We will work out an appropriate date later, so stay tuned for details. We're as devastated as you are. If you were planning on going, especially with big rumors of the stars from the movie Terrifier turning up. So just to recap, we are postponing our Salem meet until next year and not canceling it altogether. If you've booked a hotel room, please remember to cancel now. Much love, guys. Keep up with any updates at the Art the Clown Appreciation page on Facebook. We have this bit of news from the Horror at Industrial Park in Johnson City, Tennessee. We regret to inform you that we've decided to close down Horror at Industrial Park. The decision to close down the business was not an easy one, and we enjoyed the relationships with our customers and employees over the years. We'd like to thank our family, amazing employees, and loyal customers. This adventure could not have been as successful as it was without you. Keep loving Halloween because it's truly the most wonderful time of the year, and keep supporting local haunts. I know I will. Until we meet again, all the best, M. Hendricks. Keep up with any updates at horrorindustrialpark.com. We have this news from the Asylum Scream Park in Louisville, Kentucky. 2020 has been a hell of a year so far. Yeah. There's no avoiding all that's been happening. It's affecting us all, and we know everyone is facing their own struggles through everything that's going on. Another struggle we've been facing and painfully holding inside is something personal we've been hit with. The Asylum Haunted Scream Park is closing for good, and there's nothing we can do to change that. It was not due to coronavirus, but rather a business decision. We appreciate all our supporters over the last 10 years. You are the reason we did all this. We built our own world, one we liked better than the real one sometimes, and we hope our crazy minds have at least provided you some entertainment over the years as we welcomed you into that world. It may evolve into something new in the future, and the creative minds of the Asylum Haunted Scream Park are still involved with another amazing haunted house, the American Horrorplex, so you can still check it out this season. But for now, the world we created is ending, and we will be forever grateful for your patronage over the years. Stay safe, stay smart, and help mold the real world into the world we all want it to be. Also, if everything in the world was our fault, we're sorry. Asylum ending might have unleashed a curse and a plague upon the world, one that started in Zombie City. Any and all updates can be found at their Facebook page, facebook.com/asylumhaunts. We have this news from the Flashback Weekend in Chicago. Flashback Weekend, happening July 31st through August 2nd, has been rescheduled to July 30th, August 1st, 2021 at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare Chicago in Rosemont. This is an extraordinarily difficult decision for us. For the past several months, we've been monitoring the COVID-19 situation. We've been working very hard on the convention while hoping for positive developments. Unfortunately, no such developments have occurred. In fact, recent news indicates that an indoor 2020 convention will jeopardize the health of everyone attending. We refuse to risk the health and lives of our celebrities, our guests, that's you, vendors, and staff for an indoor horror convention. Thank you, everyone, for your understanding and support, and we look forward to seeing everyone at the drive-in this summer and fall and at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare Chicago in July 2021. Get more information about refunds and rollovers at their Facebook page, facebook.com/flashbackweekend. We have this update from the Mysterious Mansion in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Dearest friends of the mansion, we would like to take a moment to apologize for our sporadic closings over the past few weeks. Recently, our show has been rather short-staffed. We're constantly evaluating our attraction and are consistently updating and improving certain aspects to maintain a safe and entertaining experience. We are currently making some changes to our hours and making additions to our short staff. Please take a moment to notice that we are running lighter hours than usual. This is to ensure your safety by allowing our characters more time to sanitize our home and to ensure your safety while making your way through the corridors. Please understand that there may be a few more days in the future that we may be closed unexpectedly. Please understand that we're doing this for your safety, and if anyone is interested in becoming a part of our amazing team, please visit GatlinburgMysteriousMansion.com and fill out an application. Thank you for all your amazing support through these difficult times, and thank you for your understanding of our operational changes. I wish you the best, and hope to see you soon. Signed, The Caretaker. Once again, that's GatlinburgMysteriousMansion.com. We have this news from the Nightmare Dungeon haunted attraction in Greenville, South Carolina. If you have a clown fear, then this event is definitely not for you. Or, if you're a badass and think you got this, then bring it on. Now, all this corona stuff has everyone locked down in their homes for so long with nothing to do. Guess what? Nightmare Dungeon is now able to open the doors again to the dead. Bring it on to the scariest event ever held in South Carolina, Nightmare Clowns. This event is unlike any other event we've put on, and also we're the only haunted attraction that has ever offered this. But guess what? It's all creepy clowns, inside and out. We've reached out and invited tons of other clowns from other haunted attractions and other groups from all around, and they will be coming to entertain you and your friends up close and personal. For this event, there will be fire performers and other crazy clown acts outside entertaining the crowds as you wait to enter the clown infestation inside this two-story terror-filled cabin in the woods. Everywhere you walk in this 117-year-old cabin will be a clown lurking at your every move. This will be the scariest event Nightmare Dungeon has ever put on, so we strongly advise you not to miss this event. It opens July 17th, 18th, and 19th from dark until at least 12 a.m. We're located at 645 Old Anderson Road in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll post more about this event on our Facebook page, facebook.com/nightmaredungeon. We have this news from the Dead City Haunted House in Murray, Utah. Do you love Halloween? Does scaring people bring you joy? We have the perfect job for you. The 2020 season is almost upon us, and we're hiring multiple positions for staff and security. Casting will be held every Saturday starting July 18th and running through August 8th. Doors will be opening for auditions and interviews between 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Face masks are required for all people participating. Thank you and happy haunting. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/deadcityhauntedhouse. We have some more hiring news, this time from Lake Hickory Haunts Haunted Attraction in Hickory, North Carolina. Lake Hickory Haunts is now hiring for the 2020 season. We're looking for actors, makeup artists, technicians and builders, salespersons, parking attendants, food workers, a DJ, and more. Applicants must be 16 years or older to apply, and in addition, a background check will be conducted for each applicant. Scare actors are required to be in character and will be assigned certain scare roles within certain scenes and areas. Makeup artist applications may choose to only conduct makeup or to be a makeup artist in addition to being a scare actor. If applying for a makeup position, please send and attach your portfolio. Lake Hickory Haunts is not your average haunted trail. We expect commitment, responsibility, and maturity from our team members. If you'd like to have fun scaring people and get paid while doing it, apply now and we will schedule an interview with you as soon as possible. Get more information at lakehickoryhaunts.com. We have this news from the 13th Hour Haunted Attraction in Indianapolis. The 13th Hour is committed to providing our guests with the best entertainment value in Indianapolis, and we can't do that without our crew. Here you will find more than just another job. You are part of a team on a massive stage. Each member is critical to the success of the 13th Hour. This job will be unlike any other. We'll pay you to have fun. Applications for the 2020 season are now open. We're looking for actors, customer service, and event staff to join our team. We'll start scheduling interviews and auditions in late July. In light of COVID-19, we're taking several precautions to ensure the safety of our team and our guests. All applications must be made using the form on our website. No walk-in hiring events are planned at this time. With our short season, we may not fit the needs of everyone. We typically operate from September through October on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Due to our short season, availability dates are very important and have strong bearing on consideration for employment. In addition, we are unable to guarantee a minimum number of hours each week. Reliable transportation is very important. Every day we are open, the show must go on, and we need our crew there. You can apply at 13th Hour, that is the word, 13thHourIndy.com, and search for employment. And finally, we have this update from the new film remake of The Wolfman via BloodyDisgusting.com. It was announced back in May that Universal was prepping a new take on The Wolfman with Ryan Gosling attached to star as the title character of this classic Universal Studios monster. A director was not yet on board at this time, but Deadline.com updates that Lee Whannell is now in negotiations to direct Gosling in the film. Deadline notes, Whannell will also be writing the treatment for the film based on an original idea of his own and inspired by the 1941 classic. Additionally, Blumhouse has boarded the project. Lauren Shuker Bloom and Rebecca Angelo are writing the script, and we'll continue to watch this story and bring you updates as they become available. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we all hunker down in our crypts and our caves and our tombs and wherever, basements and whatever, as we ride out the coronavirus pandemic, you know, and we start looking ahead to haunt season. We're now in July, the first big scary news of July, and we're thinking, you know, home haunts and professional haunts. We had a lot of them announced they were not opening this year, but we also had a lot that were announcing hiring practices. So, you know, we got to look at the season as optimistically as we can. But I'll bet you there's a lot of haunted houses out there that are changing the way they're going to run this year. And one of the ways that I can think of that would be smart for a lot of haunted house owners would be to maybe up the use of animatronics. You know, if we're going to be social distancing and the actors have to stay 6 feet away, that's fine. A good actor can do that. But an animatronic might serve as a better distraction or a more pronounced part in your haunt. And, you know, spray them down at the end of the night. That's probably a little bit easier than, you know, dealing with actors sometimes. But, one of the bigger people in the haunt industry that you see at all the conventions doing a lot of DIY stuff, doing a lot of how-tos when it comes to animatronics is Steve Cochi down in San Diego, representing the 619, I believe. And he contacted me recently and said, hey, we need to talk about this. And I'm like, you know, you're absolutely right. So Steve down in beautiful San Diego, California, I believe is on the phone. Steve, are you with me?
I am, and looking forward to this year's haunt season.
Me too, Steve. You know, I think the last time I saw you was at Midsummer Scream last year or the year before, and we've had lots of conversations over the years. You are one of the most knowledgeable people in the field of animatronics. I have never seen anybody take a bunch of wires and pneumatics and metal and create just these amazing things at your classes. How did you get started dealing with animatronics, and what made you decide that that's kind of something that you wanted to specialize in? I know that's not what you do for a real-life job, so to speak.
No, it's not. I'm a real estate broker, and I'd like to say, you know, if I can learn how to do this, anybody can. I'm pretty self-taught. I spent a lot of time online and learning online, and this all started 12 or 13 years ago. My wife and I did a Halloween party for a small group of friends, and like many other people, went out and, you know, to the local party store and the you know, the local box store here, and bought some decorations and had a fabulous time. And afterwards, my wife made a comment that to this day she still, wishes she hadn't sometimes, but she goes, "You're always on the internet. Why don't you go and see if you can find something to do better for next year's party?" And that kind of started me down the road. And I love building things. I love creating things. I love learning new skills. And, you know, that has just allowed me to do so many things. And then I was fortunate that, you know, some of my stuff was published. You know, I was asked to write some articles, and it was published. And, you know, it's kind of snowballed from there.
Now, I am not the smartest guy on the block or anything, but as far as I see, I go to a place like Transworld, and I see, you know, these monsters running around and jumping out and lurching out at you. You know, I assume that when you say the word animatronics, that's what most people think of. But animatronics are not just, you know, giant monsters jumping out at you and leaping here and then darting back into the darkness, is it? What can animatronics range from as far as size and movement and things like that?
Well, I think, you know, if you go and look at the animatronics at Transworld, and I love Transworld, and you know, it's the show I look forward to probably the most because all the big animatronic vendors are there. You know, people can look at that and go, "Well, you know, that's beyond me. I can't make that." And maybe not for your first prop, or maybe not even for your 10th prop can you make that. But, you know, everybody can start with something small, and you know, a turning head behind the tombstone adds a tremendous amount to, you know, your graveyard. And that's where I suggest people start. Start with some of those simple motors and build your skills from there. And it doesn't have to be super expensive. It doesn't have to be super complicated to start. And, you know, then you can, you know, build from there. And you know, making your own animatronics is maybe not for everybody. You know, there's some fabulous vendors out there that make some tremendous props. And you know, there's nothing wrong with going out and purchasing your props. My big thing is I think everybody, whether you make them yourself or you purchase them, should have the basic understanding and the knowledge of what makes them go. Because, you know, come Halloween, if you have one of your animatronics fail for whatever reason, you need to have enough knowledge and background to be able to go in and do some troubleshooting. Because we know how busy everybody is the month of October. So trying to get anybody to help, whether it's a vendor or a person, you know, from a forum or something, when we're all setting up for Halloween can be tough. So I think it's important for everybody to have at least a basic knowledge. And of course, for me, I prefer to make my own. But I sure do get a lot of great ideas from the trade shows.
Now, not only from the trade shows, but, you know, I see classes at shows like HauntCon and Midwest and West Coast and stuff where they introduce basic animatronics. What's an example of something that you might teach a first-time person who's never attempted to build something? Is it, like you said, the rotating head? Is it maybe a skull that opens its mouth and closes it? What is something that you might teach in one of the classes that you've been teaching over the years?
Well, in fact, I'm fortunate that next year at Transworld, we're going to break down my animatronics class into two. We're going to do a beginner's class and an advanced class, which I've always wanted to do because, you know, you can never please everybody in the audience because of the wide diversity of knowledge there. So beginning props, you know, it can be a 110 motor out of one of the Christmas reindeer. You can get those motors online. They're easy. You just plug them in. You know, they don't have a lot of torque, but they can make some movement. Super, super simple. We use a lot of wiper motors, just like the wiper motor in your car. That uses a 12-volt power supply, and you can do all sorts of cool things and linkages with that fairly simply that really anybody can learn how to do. And then you can build on that, and, you know, eventually most people will get into some form of pneumatics because that's the best scare. If you want a jump scare or something like that, into pneumatics. And then, you know, I'm really into the animated characters and learning how to do servos and learning the electronics. So, you know, there's something there for everybody, every budget, amount of knowledge or the time commitment that you want to put into one of these props.
Now, when we first started talking before we went on the air here, you had mentioned how important this year, especially out of all the previous years recently, animatronics probably should play a larger part in someone's either a home haunt, yard display, or even a professional haunt. Why do you think that is?
Well, you never can, again, the animatronics are not going to replace an actor.
No.
They just can't scare as well. But, you know, we've got the social distancing things. I don't think a whole lot is going to change between now and October, unfortunately, with, you know, kind of the recent spike that we're seeing. There's so many different venues and locales with different rules as to what they're going to allow us to do. So I think that it's going to provide an opportunity to, integrate more animatronics into your haunt and maybe reduce the load of actors. You know, it may be harder to find actors this year. You want to be able to keep them well away from the public and animatronics will play, I think, a larger role in this year's haunts, or at least I think it would be a wise decision to do so, allow some haunts that may not be able to open otherwise to still be able to open and have some kind of a season.
Sure. I love when an animatronic is used as a distraction for an actor to actually do the scare. I've worked in many haunted houses. I've worked alongside animatronics, and you know, a lot of them really do a good job as a scare themselves, but, you know, I primarily think of them as a distraction, which is, you know, as an actor, someone who's been an actor for many years, that's how I feel about them, and I know a lot of people do think that they are, if nothing else, great atmosphere and great, great for home haunts and stuff. My late uncle, for many years had a home haunt, and you know, he would have, you know, basic stuff out in his yard with tombstones and stuff like that, and as you said, like even a rotating head and things like that just make it so much more, you know, appropriate for Halloween, I guess. And you know, home haunters are as crafty as they come when it comes to DIY stuff and everything like that. You're a home haunter too. What are some of the things that you have every year when you start setting up your displays? And are you that guy in the neighborhood?
My haunt runs the gamut. I try and integrate, everything. I use everything from motors and pneumatics, servos, projections. All of that comes into play. I don't want to have any one type of mechanism. It gets boring. Again, I have over 50 different animatronics in my haunt, and you want to provide that variety. That provides interest. People don't get bored with any one thing. You can put all that stuff in. I'm really big in having my characters talk. I think that's probably one of the biggest bang for the buck for somebody that wants to just do a single animatronic, is to be able to have a talking skull. That is so much easier to do now than it was, even a few years ago. with the advent of the Haunt Hackers, We Little Talker and stuff. You know, it's really simple to get that up and running for under $100. So, you know, I like doing that. I make all of my own props, although I think there's one I got a garage sale when I first got into this that I still put out because I like it. You know, you need to, even if you're buying, you know, the commercial props, you need to be able to change them up. You know, you get tired of a single prop after a couple of years, and, you know, having a basic understanding of how they're put together and what you can do to adapt and change them, you know, provide some variety for your haunt, you know, in future years is so important. So, you know, it's kind of a twofold thing. You need to know how to build the actual mechanism to, and the mechanics and the motors to make it run, and then you have to be able to have some form of electronics to make it do what you want it to do. So, you know, you kind of have to learn both sides of that, but there's sure a lot of help for that. And again, the electronics have gotten so much easier over the past few years. A lot of us have done, you know, provided a lot of new controllers that are just really making it simple to program your prop to do what you want it to do.
Well, Steve, we are definitely going to have to get you back on the Big Scary Show and maybe do a complete roundtable on animatronics and stuff with maybe another guest or two. We just are running out of time here on Big Scary News. A couple quick final questions here. You mentioned you will be at Transworld in 2021. God willing, we do this. Are there any other conventions that you are looking for or looking towards putting on an animatronics make and take or other class for next year?
I would imagine I'll be back at Hauntex in L.A. Early part of the year. I've already talked to the folks over at West Coast and going over there like I had planned to do this year. And then, of course, Transworld. And then we'll see from there. If I would sure like to add at least one more convention next year. But I don't have a set in stone plan for that yet.
Well, there's HauntCon is moving to Dallas next year, and I think Midwest is going to stay in Chicago. So you got those to work for and some others out there. I'm sure there may be some people looking for your talents for a specific make and take. So we'll just have to wait and see. So Steve, for people that want more information, you have a company called DIY Animatronics, and I know you have a YouTube channel where you show off some of these things. Where can people get more information? Like myself, I don't know the first thing about animatronics other than where the on switch is and the off switch. Where can people get more information, YouTube channels or social media or anything like that?
I'm out there in a lot of places. If you're still a forum member, I go by Hallstaff on most of the forums, robotics forums, Halloween forums. So you can find me there. My YouTube channel is Hallstaff's Animatronic Workshop. Again, if you just put Hallstaff, H-A-L-S-T-A-F-F, in the search bar, I think I probably will come up. We've got a Facebook page, DIY Animatronics, and we also have a group from there, the DIY Animatronics group. It's a great place. We have 700 or 800 people over there, so you can show off your stuff, ask questions, you know, get help. So those are probably, you know, the primary places that you can find me online, you know, on Instagram and stuff too. But those, and then my website is DIYanimatronics.net. So
.net.
That one of those places you should be able to find me.
Nice. Are you still a member of Cal Haunts?
I am. I'm still a member of Cal Haunts and Rocky Mountain Group out in Utah. And, you know, hopefully we'll get to do some in-person things instead of doing the virtual Zoom meetings, which are still fun, but looking forward to seeing everyone and spending some time with all the friends and colleagues, and we just hope that we can all be doing that soon.
Absolutely, and you guys made some amazing facades at Midsummer Scream the last couple of years, you know, with animatronics and just set design. So hopefully you'll be doing that for many, many more years. But once again, I want to thank Steve Kochi from San Diego, DIYAnimatronics.net. Look for Howl Staff on all the social medias and YouTube channel. And learn a little bit about animatronics. Now I've got my interest peaked here. And, you know, I can go online and buy a windshield wiper motor and maybe figure out a couple of little things to tinker around with. But once again, thank you, Steve, for being here on Big Scary News.
My pleasure. Look forward to seeing everybody soon.
And my name is Drew Badger, and this is The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.